Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of the Stable Parenting Podcast. My name is Shane Jacob, your host, and I thank you for taking your time to be here with me today. You know, I got on kind of a crazy shirt. I thought I had an idea, and I was telling somebody about it, and they're like, that's crazy. So I thought, you know, maybe my crazy shirt will go with my crazy idea, but I don't know. I don't think it's a crazy idea. Let's see what you have to think. You know, there's been a lot of talk about I've heard a lot of complaint and a lot of noise over the last few years about how young people mainly choose to identify, okay? And I have to tell you, I believe it's the teens, not the adults, the young people who have it right, okay, mostly. So, you know, we've been introduced to a lot of new words as far as sex or non-sex identification, just such as they or it, or identifying, we've heard of people identifying as animals such as cats or other real or fictional creatures, and it's created quite a bit of controversy. And some people have been quite outspoken about it and how they feel about people identifying as sexes that their body defines as different than their preferred identity. And apparently there's individuals also out there that have a problem with minor children identifying as animals such as cats in classrooms and using litter boxes in public classrooms rather than a proper restroom. I don't know. I guess people, for some reason, some people out there disagree with that. Excuse me, that happening, if that's in fact does happen. And I'm here to tell you, it's the adults and the naysayers that have it wrong on this, okay? Not necessarily the contemporaries that are identifying as this, that, and the other. In some respects, the people that I'm hearing from are mostly like upset and appalled. But, you know, just I believe that it's the identifiers that are straight up right on track. And here's the thing. Most of the adults that I talk to, they're pretty certain. They don't have any questions about what sex they are and what species they are. But I'll tell you one thing that they can't do, that they're not certain about. They can't list three things that they believe to be true about themselves. Okay. Most of us just don't identify on purpose. We haven't made a conscious choice about what we want to believe about ourselves. Okay. We have not made a conscious choice about what we want to be true about ourselves. We just kind of let it happen or haven't really done much about it, haven't been aware, don't know it's important, haven't really thought about it, and so on. And here's why it is important, okay? Because no endeavor will yield more benefit to the quality of your life than committing to the pursuit of I'm getting my tongue tied. I'm going to start over from the top. No endeavor will yield more benefit to the quality of your life than committing to the pursuit of developing an unconditional loving relationship with yourself that contains self-beliefs of your choice. No endeavor. Okay. That's a quote by Shane Jacob. No endeavor will yield more benefits to the quality of your life than what we're talking about right here, than what you identify as. Okay. What we believe about ourselves or how we identify is the biggest factor in determining the results in our lifetime. And if we don't choose how to identify on purpose, our brain, our natural default brain, is deciding for us, okay, whether we know it or not. Our brain produces thoughts that we accept over time. We accept as beliefs, and those beliefs may or may not be helping us get what we want, okay? In the book I'm writing, the title is The One Horse Race. And inside of that, I say that nothing will have a greater impact on your results in this lifetime than the beliefs that you hold to be true about yourself. And when you become aware of the importance of those beliefs, when you understand and accept that you can determine your beliefs and choose what you want to believe, then take deliberate and consistent action to develop those beliefs, you'll experience a whole new level a whole new level of progression and evolution that will not have otherwise been possible for you, period. And the point is, okay, the point that I'm trying to make here is that most of us who are complaining about how teens and young people and others are identifying, we're not identifying ourselves as anything, okay, other than a bunch of default settings that are limited, that are limiting beliefs, such as, okay, I'm not good enough. I don't deserve it. It takes money for that. We can't afford it. I'm too old. I'm not experienced enough. That's for people with college degrees. I've never done that before. I'm too busy. I don't have enough time. She makes me mad. I'm getting by. I'll never have that much. Those people, those over there, those people are super disciplined. Those people were born into it. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'll be all right. I'll be fine. And a thousand other default thoughts that eventually define who we believe, how we identify as ourselves. Okay. And let me just ask you this. How are those unintentional thoughts helping you perform? How are they helping the results in your lifetime? Okay. And the answer is not very well when you think those kinds of thoughts. Here's a question. Name three things that you identify as. Name three things that you identify as. Right now, just list three. Just three. Who and what do you want to identify as? Okay. You've got some choices here. You can do nothing and absolutely nothing and let your natural brain decide, because it is true that most of our thoughts are unsupervised, they're haphazard, they're unconscious and pre-programmed. Okay. So our lives become an unconscious response to unexamined thoughts. Okay. The question is that how you want it to be? Okay. Unintentional, not on purpose, just happenstance. Because most people are. That's how we're rolling, most of us. But when you know, when you come to know that you have the agency to choose what you can identify as and what you can choose to believe to be true about yourself. And by the way, thank you, young people, for bringing this to our attention. When you know that you can decide, you might want to be making some decisions that will improve your life and your family's life and everybody around you and your children and so on. Okay. You identify as awesome, outstanding, disciplined, loyal, courageous, humble, kind. Are you a high achiever? Are you one of them? Are you a winner? Are you successful? What about confident? Super confident? Ultra confident? Low? Inconfident? Do you identify as rich, financially independent? Hey, I identify as a total badass, a rock star, committed to my goals, not afraid to fail, decisive, a loving leader. What if you could identify as anything you wanted to? Just answer me that. What if you could identify as anything that you wanted to? What if anything was available and you could think and believe whatever you wanted to about yourself? Yes, you, parent or child, anything you wanted. And what if what you chose to identify as made a significant difference in your life and affected and influenced everyone that you interact with from now until the end of it, from the end of your life? Okay. Now, I'm not saying that identifying as a different sex than your original biology is necessarily helpful, or that thinking you're a different species is a solid life plan. Okay. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that if we pay attention to the core message of at least we can know, or at least we can know that we can choose, that we can have the agency, that we have the agency that puts some thought into it for ourselves rather than sit around and complain about what some other people, a small minority, might be doing. At least we can see and pay attention if we can see that. And if we choose to make those decisions on what we want to be in this lifetime and then go for it, okay? Choose what you want to identify as and then become that person. Live on purpose, okay? I'm not Catholic. Matter of fact, I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but I heard a Catholic priest in a graduation ceremony recently say something that I completely agree with, and it's this: whatever, however you identify yourself, your primary identity is that you were a son or daughter of God. Now, I believe that about me, and I believe that about you. And I believe that you are destined for greatness. And I know that you can believe whatever you want to about you. And I hope you'll consider what you want to believe about you, because it's available, and it is going to make a difference. It makes a difference every second of every ounce of every bit of life you got. And I also believe, my friends, that you cannot fail as long as you don't ever stop chasing it. Thank you for being with me. Stay with me. We'll see you soon.